What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, right? We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
Once ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
And people get better when they start to understand that they are valuable, and they're not valuable because they got a whole lot of money, because somebody think they sexy, but they're valuable because they've been created by God. And God makes you valuable, and whether or not you recognize that value is one thing. You got a lot of societies and governments trying to be God, wishing that they were God. They want to create satellites and cameras everywhere, make you think they got the all-seeing eye.
Alright, I'm done playing around with sound effects. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. We're going to do another evening with Flan. Rich and I just haven't had time to link up and do a full-fledged episode together. So it looks like we're taking turns doing some solo episodes, because we don't want to deprive you good people of content. It's just going to be me tonight. Just catching you up with everything that's been going on in my life, and the things that are grinding my gears these days. Saving all the serious topics, you know, really for Rich. So we're just gonna have fun, try to chill out. I decided to use that snippet, that Mo snippet, to open the episode, because one of the big issues I've been dealing with lately is understanding your value, and how easy it is, especially, you know, when your issues are known, because everybody has issues. I was going to say when you have issues, but when your issues are well known, well documented, and out in the public, it's real easy for people to attack your value and to try to knock you down. And like Mo said, you have to understand that your value comes from something, you know, greater than those people or any person. You know, comes from the fact that you've been created by God, and you've been given a certain value, and there is no situation that you can go through, and there is no mistake you can make that diminishes that value. You still are worth what you were worth from day one. And I take it back to something I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, but you know, something they taught us in, you know, one of my outpatient programs. But basically pulled out a $20 bill, you know, how much is it worth? $20. You know, blow your nose with it, it's still worth $20. Throw it on the floor, drag it through the mud, step on it, wipe your ass with it, it's still worth $20. You can rip it, it's still worth $20. So if we can understand that something like that retains its value no matter what you do to it, then we should definitely be able to understand that people, and you especially, retain your value no matter what you go through and no matter what you do. So don't let people, because they will try. And that is, to me, like the number one sign that you are valuable, is if somebody invests their time and to try to convince you that you're not. Like, why tell nothing is nothing? Pointless. All right, but I'm going to get off my soapbox on that note. I did just want to explain the opening snippet, and talk a little bit about value and things. We may come back to that later on in the episode. As Rich explained in the last episode, this past week, I had two birthdays in the family. My daughter, Elise, her birthday was on the 1st. She turned 3. Awesome day. I got to spend a lot of time with her. We went to a jump park. And as I've said about Chuck E. Cheese, I believe that these organizations are the greatest contraceptives in the world. All teenagers, especially teenage boys, should be forced to work like a month in a Chuck E. Cheese or any place that hosts like small children's birthday parties. I think that'd teach them to strap up real quick, because you don't want them problems, homie. Not at that age. You definitely don't want them problems. So we should start some kind of program. You know, we should get some sort of legislation going. Force all, you know, teenage boys, girls too, I ain't gonna be sexist, let's get everybody in there wiping up snot and shit, you know. That'll stop. But the grossest thing about this party was not like my daughter didn't do anything really gross. It was a jump park with all the, it didn't really have trampolines and stuff, but it had like bouncy houses and stuff like that. But you had to go in and you had to take off your shoes. So, you know, you're walking around in socks. And it didn't bother me. I just made sure I put on some, you know, decent socks with no holes. You know, I did a thorough check before I left the house. So it didn't bother me to walk around in my socks all day until I had to go to the bathroom. And that's when it hit me that this hadn't been well thought out. I got to go to a bathroom in a place full of kids, especially, I don't know what the women's bathrooms are like, but especially a men's bathroom in a place full of little boys who don't aim well in socks. I got to just soak up piss and then go, ah, man, grossest moment ever. But I really had to go, so had to man up and handle it. But somebody needs to come up with a solution for that. I don't know. Maybe they got some rubber socks or something I could have put on. I got to think about that for next time. I'm sure there will be a next time. That was my daughter's third birthday. Like I said, we had a great time. We went out the night before, and she's a ham. She loves to take pictures and every, you know, she's constantly say cheese, you know, and turns everything she picks up into a pretend camera. So I got her a little, you know, my first camera, digital camera for her birthday. And we went out the night before the birthday party, just Tammy, Elise, and I. And we got to walk around and take pictures. And she's just the most amazing little kid, you know. Everything had to say cheese, even inanimate objects. And after every picture, it was, oh. So it was, say cheese, tree. Oh. Say cheese, dog. Oh, yeah. You had to be there, but yeah, she's an amazing little girl. So that was her third birthday, and then Thursday I celebrated my 37th birthday. So your 40 is rapidly approaching. Trying to wrap my head around it is crazy. Like, when did this happen? When did I get this old? I don't remember the time passing. I don't remember. I still play Madden. Like, I still feel like I'm supposed to be in my 20s or something. And now, like, 40 is knocking on the door. But, yeah. Thank you to everyone for the birthday wishes and kind words. Really did appreciate it. Always appreciate it. Anybody who recognizes my value. I told you we're gonna keep coming back to that. But I realized something odd on my birthday is, and it's, I guess this is a sexist thing, and this is me trying to, you know, figure out how I'm supposed to approach situations now. So I realized that I typically refer to men as sir, and then I'm gun shy about referring to women as ma'am, because it feels like that can carry a negative connotation. Like, some women see that as calling them old or something like that. But I call, like, all dudes sir. Like, I call young dudes sir. Just, you know, I don't know what it is. If it's just a sign of respect from me, or I guess that's what it is. More than anything, it's just me showing everyone a little bit of respect, you know. But I feel like, you know, you can get away with it. So people were sending me birthday wishes, and if it was a dude, it was, you know, thank you, sir. And if it was a woman, it was thank you and their name. So I was trying to figure out exactly, like, what to do. I don't feel like I could just go from thank you, sir, to thank you for women. So I'm like, what can I put in my response to women that shows some sort of sign of respect? So I figured, you know, referring to people by their name. And, you know, and specifically personally acknowledging them, not just a generic thank you, but a thank you to you specifically, was a step in that direction. But I wonder what you guys think about that. Like, you know, I feel like I can call men sir and it's acceptable, but I feel like I'm stepping on thin ice if I start saying ma'am to people who aren't obviously way older than I am. Like, I feel like you got to be 10 years plus before I can call you ma'am and it's not somewhat insulting. You know, maybe I'm overly sensitive about the topic and expecting a backlash that wouldn't come, but I feel like I've gotten it already. I feel like I've called somebody ma'am and it's been an issue, and therefore I shy away from it, even though I use sir like it's nothing. But yeah, my birthday was pretty uneventful, which is the way I like it. Came and went. I'm 37 now. I'll try to remember that when somebody asks me how old I am. But yeah, 37. This hasn't been the greatest year. I'm alive. You know, I gotta say that. I gotta say above anything else, you know, I'm alive. I survived this year. And that's with some of the things that happened, that's that wasn't a small feat. And thank you to everyone who helped me survive this year, who gave me reason and motivation to survive this year. You know, a lot is happening. Man. Right now I'm living out an extended stay hotel, which is an experience. I say I'm getting the hang of it, though. Oh, sorry. I'm at an extended stay hotel, so my recording rig is way different. I'm recording on some way different equipment. I guess we're going to get interruptions from my laptop until I figure out how to get rid of those. Hopefully this, you know, this sounds good. There we go, another one. Shout out to my homie that helped me get some of this equipment to get back on my feet so I can get back to recording for you guys. I know it's been a long dry spell, and it's really because I've been separated from the things I need to try to get shows out there. But now I got some equipment. I got a nice little, you know, starter set up, and that's going to allow me to get back to recording. But yeah, I'm getting used to this extended stay, you know. Hopefully have my own place again soon. But I'm in here. I cooked myself one hell of a dinner tonight. I'm very proud of myself for that. I used like my old like bachelor style dishes with all of the new skills that I acquired through the last like 15 years of watching the Food Network. And I put together some nice, I ain't even gonna tell you what it was. Well, I mean, it's well documented that I like chicken, rice, and snow peas, but I stepped it up. Like it was dope as fuck. You missed out. Maybe one day, if you're nice, I'll hook you up. But yeah, it's been a trip staying here. One thing I gotta say that's been bugging the fuck out of me, I don't like redundant stuff. I don't like repeating shit for the sake of repeating it. And when you come in here, it says like this is a no smoking hotel. And I'm a vapor, but I'm not one of them obnoxious vapors. I assume that if you don't want people smoking, you also don't want people vaping. So I don't vape. It does, however, piss me off that if there's the blanket statement that the entire establishment is non-smoking, that you have to put the non-smoking sign on every door. Like, why we don't have to repeat it? You know, I got it the first time. I really do hate stuff like that. Like, it makes me feel like you think I'm stupid. I didn't get it the first time you said it. I got it the first time you said it. And now you're going to say it on every fucking door I pass so that I continue to get the message. I feel sorry for smokers. I almost feel like they got it better than vapors right now. But I feel sorry for smokers. Like, y'all been going through it for longer. Y'all been going through it. This just constant barrage of you ain't shit for way longer than vapors have been going through it. But yeah, I deal with it a lot, you know. And here's my stance. Like, here's my stance. I think a lot of people who know that I vape don't realize that I used to smoke. And I understand that vaping is not safe. I understand that vaping is safer. I enjoyed smoking. I stopped smoking because they banned the type of cigarettes that I like. And I went to vaping as an alternative. I enjoy vaping and I intend to continue to vape. I would never advertise vaping as an activity to someone who didn't previously smoke. To me, it is an alternative to smoking. It is a safer alternative to smoking. It is not just a fun recreational activity for someone who didn't already have, you know, a propensity for smoking to take on. So I'm all for age restrictions and not selling it to minors and all that stuff, but you know, I do think that people who smoke should have access to a safer alternative. And you know, and people bad mouthing it and beating it into the ground is like, do you just want people to go back to smoking? Like, those are the people that you're gonna hurt more than anything. You're gonna send people back to smoking. Yeah. So I don't know. That off my soapbox on that one. But they need to get rid of all these no smoking signs. I don't need to be reminded over and over again. And I also wanna send a little hate to Austin for not giving a shit about people who walk places. I'm noticing that there are a lot of sidewalks to nowhere, and that I really don't understand that at all. Like, why are there sidewalks that lead to the woods? Like, why is there a sidewalk that turns like away from the beaten path and like stops at some trees? Like, I'm constantly trying to follow a sidewalk, you know, to get someplace to see if there's a way to walk someplace, and then I end up just in a meadow somewhere. Like, boom, here you are. Like, it seems like, you know, like the trail the mafia would use to kill you or something. Like, just follow the sidewalk, and then you end up in the middle of nowhere, and it's a freshly dug grave, and that's the last thing you see. You know, look at the pretty flowers, you know. But sidewalks to nowhere, like, I just need things to make logical sense. I feel like the world stopped making logical sense, and it's driving me crazy. I saw this post the other day about, let me pull it up real quick, about a pastor who decided that he would open it up to anyone in his church in need to come up and take money from the collection baskets. Like, they didn't take up the collection baskets right after they, you know, passed it around. They had them up front, and he told, you know, if you're a mother that needs money to take your kids to get something to eat after service or put gas in the tank so you can get to work, if you're a father, you know, if you're struggling through anything, come up and take what you need. And I saw a lot of, you know, bad mouthing them as if like this is God's money or something, and how dare he give it to the people, or like he was blaspheming somehow. Like, and I didn't really get that. That to me doesn't make logical sense. I think if anything, you know, we give these collections and then get mad when it goes to the quote unquote building fund, and we really don't know what happens to the money. Here's, you know, everybody giving a little bit of what they have, and then you seeing, you know, people who probably did need it, and this is one of the few safe spaces where they could walk up and take some money without feeling a certain way about it, you know, getting the opportunity to do so. Now, I'm sure people walked up there that didn't need the money, or maybe just wanted to get the $10 they put in there back. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm sure there were some people that did that. But you know, it's one of those, you know, you don't punish the innocent, you know, to try to get a few guilty people. Like, you know, it's always gonna be people that break the rules and try to take advantage of stuff. And especially in a church environment, in my mind, like, they have to answer to their God for that action. That pastor has to answer for not being generous or not taking care of his people or not being a shepherd, I guess. So yeah, I mean, that bugged me that people really found a way to badmouth what I thought was quite a unique gesture. You know, you don't hear of people doing things like that, and I think you should hear more of it. And okay, so last but not least on the list of things that are pissing me off, and I'll try not to spend too much time on this one. People, stop making posts claiming that somebody destroyed something. I don't want to see no more posts about, you know, watch journalist destroys racism in one quote or something like that. Like, because I listened to most of them, and racism still exists. Like, all the stuff that's supposed to be destroyed by these posts is still there. So, like, people make a good point. People say some nice stuff. They maybe say it in a dope way, say it in a slick way, and it's nice. And it's let's spread the message. But let's not over-exaggerate. Everybody got chill. Everybody got to just chill. Like, appreciate stuff for what it is. Don't try to turn it into more. Don't try to over-exaggerate. Just let things be of the value that they are. Like, value it for what it is. You don't have to make it more. You don't have to beat it down. You don't have to exaggerate it. Just put it out there. Like, hey, here you go. That's what I'm trying to do with this podcast. It's not the dopest podcast of all time. It also isn't a bunch of bullshit. You might just learn something if you listen to me ramble for 30 minutes. I'm trying to hit 30 minutes. I'm like at 21 right now. But you might just get a message if you fuck with me. Let's see. What else is dope? Let's go to the Facebook group real quick. I know that post out there about the teacher with too much booty in the pants. I just found out this afternoon that she's a college professor. And with that new information, wherever the fuck you want. Those are supposed to be adults, young adults, but those are supposed to be adults in your class. I don't think there should be any sort of restrictions on what you wear around a bunch of adults. They gotta learn, and they about to hit the workforce, and they're gonna be surrounded by a lot of stuff that looks like that. And if you can't focus, then life is about to be hard for you. So yeah, before I knew it was a college professor, I was on the fence. I think the problem is, and hopefully we get a chance to go deeper into this, we're rich when we get the chance to sit down and record with each other. I think the problem is that for so long, and I don't know that any way to write this, but you know, women's bodies have been sexualized on a scale that men's bodies, you know, don't come close to. So there, you know, I think the first thing that I normally try to do is find the equivalent. Like, just say, if a man was to dress like this, you know, would it be acceptable? And I've seen somebody put some pictures up, and I don't think it's not even close, because we don't sexualize men's bodies the way we sexualize women's bodies. And that, you know, whatever she was wearing seems inappropriate, because to see any part or to come close to being able to imagine what any part of her body looks like is like already too much. And I think the only thing a man could do, you know, would just be like to wear a Speedo and try to like force his print on you. Yeah, I mean, that'll be the only equivalent, because that's the only real part of a male body that we sexualize, right? Like that, you know, like we can walk around with shirts off and it's not necessarily a sexual thing. Niggas is wearing tight pants and I don't see it, you know. I hope people ain't viewing that as a sexual thing. But yeah, there's no equivalent. And I think that above anything is the problem, that we gotta find a balance. And I hope that we don't knee-jerk reaction. Like, I think we're moving too fast these days. We make decisions too fast. We make policy changes too fast. We hire and fire people too fast. Because I think I've read somewhere that she got fired. So I think, you know, the moment somebody's offended or the moment somebody finds a reason not to like something, we feel like we gotta make a decision about it right then and there. I think we need to chill. You know, try to have a conversation about it. Try to take in, you know, the full view of the issue. Because I really think in this case, the issue is not what that woman is wearing. The issue is how we perceive women. And it's not an even playing field. And it's going to take a lot of work to try to even that out, because it's historic. You know, like it's not just what we're doing today, is what we've been doing for the past 100 or so years, 100 plus, 400, I don't know. Somebody gonna judge me on how many years I said, but fuck y'all. Before I go, two other stories I just want to hit real quick. We got the ex-Baylor kid indicted on four counts of sexual assault, the ex-Baylor frat president, who will see no prison time. I could do guess the ethnicity, but I'm sure you already know. Rich, we need to discuss that. Also, I had my childhood destroyed recently, right before my birthday, when I found out that Gordon from Sesame Street also played Willie Dynamite in a blaxploitation film. He played a pimp. I mean, he played a pimp. Like, he was smacking, you know, women. I don't like that word. I can't say it. He was smacking folks, the fur coats, doing the pimp stroll down the steps, all that good stuff. Why is he doing push-ups in the fur coat right now? I'm watching the little clips from Willie Dynamite. It's crazy. But that shows you anybody can turn shit around. So I feel like if you can go from Willie Dynamite to Gordon on Sesame Street, then Kevin Hart could have done these fucking Oscars. And I want to say he shouldn't have apologized. And Rich and I'll go deeper into that. Send me your hate mail, flan@whatitstws.com. Let's discuss it. I don't feel like he should have apologized. I feel like I feel like a lot of us didn't know what we were saying or the damage behind the words that we might have been putting out there years ago. We didn't understand it because it was a different time. And you can't, if you go back and look at anybody, you're going to find something that they did that probably fitting with the times now looks horrific. And I think that's just searching. That was just, you know, going to search. If you search hard enough for anybody, you're going to find it. I don't think I'm masking mine very well, so there ain't going to be no Oscars or running for public office, none of that shit for me later on in life. I done ruined it all. But I don't know. If Gordon can shake off Willie Dynamite and hang out with Elmo, Kevin Hart could have done the Oscars. Could have done the Oscars. And shout out to, what is this? Bow Wow got do-rags now? Okay. Yeah, that's official end of his career. I mean, if you can get revenue streams, hey, if I could sell do-rags, I'd sell them, and it would be the beginning of my career. So let me not judge that. Let me value him, you know. He hasn't lost his value. He's just transitioning that value to a different revenue stream. Maybe not as lucrative a revenue stream, but a different one. And if I had the opportunity, I damn sure would sell do-rags tomorrow. All right. I think I've done enough ranting and raving. I don't know what I've talked about for the last half an hour. Hopefully you take something away from it. Rich and I will definitely get together and get you a full-fledged episode. There's so much to talk about, so many bigger and deeper issues that I didn't want to touch here because I really want to have those conversations. I don't want it to be a one-man band for those topics and discussions. But as always, I think for my birthday, and you can still do it, I'll try to share it again, but for my birthday, I was asking people to donate to ttcharities.org, Tavares Taylor Charities. You don't have to do it for my birthday. You can do it just because they're an organization that does a lot of good for our communities, for all of us. You know, it's not just a black or white thing. They're really out there just trying to better mankind. So ttcharities.org, please check them out. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, whatever it is they need. But yeah, let's be our brother's keeper. I want to shout out Renus Cakeys for the cupcakes for Elise's third birthday. They were super dope. I would have got a picture, but they did not last long. So sorry, but just know they were super dope. And with that said, until we speak again, be safe and be the light. Peace.